This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Akron is celebrating its jazz roots this weekend with the second annual Rubber City Jazz Festival. The four-day event celebrates Akron's revitalized jazz scene, spurred by a local musician. The Rubber City Jazz Festival is doubling in size to 4 days at Akron's Lock 3 and nearly a dozen other venues downtown. Jazz pianist Theron Brown started the event last year with the help of a $75,000 grant from the Knight Foundation. The University of Akron graduate says he's passionate about expanding the jazz community and keeping Akron's history alive.
Detroit and Pittsburgh have what I like to call like powerhouse jazz festivals, you know, where they bring in international acts, and it just brought a lot of exciting energy to the city. I was like, well, we should do something like that here.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
Ooh. Akron was known as the jazz corridor of the Midwest from the 1930s to the 60s, when it was a hub for musicians traveling between Chicago and New York. Howard Street was filled with clubs that attracted musicians like Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and Louis Armstrong. The Devil Strip music editor Brittany Nader says there's a renaissance, spurred by the University of Akron's renowned jazz program and with the club Blue Jazz, which recently expanded downtown.
I think that's been really helpful, just the presence of it. And it's bringing in jazz musicians from all over, not just Akron, but certainly people around here too now have a place to play outside of like a more sophisticated setting. It's more like relaxed, and it's definitely something Akron needed.
The Rubber City Jazz Festival has booked more than 20 local groups and musicians for the 4 days, including Akron funk soul band The Admirables, Akron gypsy jazz band Mustache Yourself, and Theron Brown, who plays the piano. Brown has played all over the world and had a brief part as Herbie Hancock in Don Cheadle's 2015 Miles Davis biopic, Miles Ahead. He's made Akron his home for the last 10 years.
I've just made a lot of close connections here, and I feel like I've grown not only as a musician but as a man. So yeah, I'm kind of a small town guy. I'm originally from Zanesville. I lived in New York. Akron's just right, you know.
One of the connections he's made is with local jazz trombonist Chris Anderson, who founded Cleveland-based Open Tone Music. The nonprofit works to bring music education to local schools through the Boys and Girls Club.
Some of the opportunities that I had as a musician growing up being taken away or harder to get at for some of the kids in the urban communities. So, you know, we're just using music as a tool to teach these kids self-respect, build their self-esteem, that kind of thing.
Proceeds from the Rubber City Jazz Fest will go to expand those efforts in Akron, in the hopes that the city's revitalized jazz scene will continue to grow. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.